Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, December 20th. That's 5 days before Christmas. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm Chioniso Jani. Tonight we are discussing the revelation last week of the 4,500 grade 7 pupils who dropped out of school this year because either they got pregnant or they got married.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-6465-0318. You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution live on air.
And we will be live streaming on Facebook as well as our three websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voaindebele.com, and voashana.com.
Girl child activists have demanded tough action following revelations by primary and secondary education minister Lazarus Dokora last week that some 4,500 grade 7 pupils dropped out of school this year because they either fell pregnant or got married.
Giving evidence in parliament, Dokora said he regretted the development. He, however, said that affected pupils were free to continue with their studies after giving birth.
Minister Dokora added that his ministry and that of the Women's Affairs will launch a campaign next year to raise awareness against child marriages. In the meantime, activists are expressing outrage whilst calling out both the government and their parents to protect these children.
Lechona njani emakhaya ikutivana kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasa khulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhuluma ngendaba ebuhlungu kakhulu indaba esike sayiphatha kancane kuhlelo lwethu ngeviki edluleyo sathembisa ukubana sizayiphatha kabanzi sizayihluza kabanzi lamhlanje le indaba evezwe ngumphathi ntambo obona ngemfundo yaphezulu imfundo yaphansi primary le secondary uLazarus Dokora oveze yena ekhuluma etalele parliamente ngeviki edluleyo ukubana kulabantwana abangu 4500 abagoqela abesilisa laba ngamankazana abangenelisanga ukuqeda izifundo zabo zika grade 7 lonyaka ngenxa yokuthi abanye babo besebendile kumbe abanye babo besebezithwele ludaba oluzisa ubuhlungu lolu kakhulu ludaba oluyangisayo njalo abalwela amalungelo abantwana bathukuthele kakhulu bathi uhulumende kanye lani bazali emakhaya kumele libambisane libone ukuthi lungalungisiswa njani lolu daba wonke batereri inyaya iri mudariro nasi inyaya ya Buda Shondora Fura takaona minister Gurukota rezve dzidzo ye primary ne secondary va Lazarus Dokora vachitaurira dare reparamende kuti pane vana vanodarika 4500 vasina kupedza zvidzidzo zvavo zve grade 7 gore rino nechikonzero chekuti vamwe vavo vakanga varodzwa kana kuti vamwe vavo vakanga vabata pamuviri iyi inova nyaya isina kunaka nyaya iri kushorwa zvikuru nevanorwira kodzero dzevanasikana vari kututsumwa vari kuti vabereki pamwe chete nehurumende vanofanirwa kubatana pakurwisa nyaya iyi. Ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro vamwe vangu chichi na Mike.
So uyazi le ndaba hayi ngathi isiphathe isiphatha kahlungu ngoba thina ngithi abantu abasakhulayo vele hayi ukubona omunye wami athi hayi grade 7 she can't go to high school ngoba khulelwe it's something difficult. But I would love to hear ukuthi abantu bazositshelani ukuthi namhlanje abangenayo kuhlelo bazothi chi.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about in this regard is the 4,500, the majority being girls. And I was thinking, do the girls know their rights? To that it's their right to continue education? Is their right to decide not to get married and that they are protected by the legal system? But at the same time, I'm thinking these boys are getting married at the age of 12. What is the foundation of their family saying? Kunobva muri vari kufungei kuti aiwa mwana wangu ari grade 7 nguva yacho yakwana kuti arore. And I'm thinking at grade 7 akutobvisa mombe kuti arore mwanasikana. So all these things are questions on what is the basis, what is the foundation in the families, what are we implementing, what are we saying is right, and are we educating our families and saying this is, because it all starts from the family, don't you agree, Ntunga?
Disgusting. we are joined by our first guest, that's Judith Chiangwa, director of Girls Legacy. It's disgusting, right?
Terrible.
Say yes.
Thank you.
We are joined by Judith Chiangwa, director of Girls Legacy. That's our first guest. Ms. Chiangwa, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone.
Let me read you a direct quotation from Minister Dokora speaking in Parliament last week, and then get your take. He said, and I quote, a total of 305,000 pupils will enroll in day secondary school with effect from Monday, December 12th. Sadly, some 4,500 of our girls and boys will not be seeking Form 1 places in 2017, having regrettably left school owing to pregnancies and marriages. How disgusting is that?
I think it's terrible, it's unspeakable, something that really needs to be looked at so that we are able to address the very cause of such problems.
How do we, I mean, where do we start? Already we know the government has been on a crusade against child marriages. And Dokora also revealed that some of these pupils were, you know, subjected to marriages, got married. But there is a campaign already in place against child marriages. You are saying, you know, we need action. There is action already in place. Where do we start? What is it that, you know, the campaign is missing?
I think for me, what the campaign is missing is sex education. You realize that a lot of these girls and boys are not going to school as a result of child marriages. But child marriages is as a result of the girls and the boys having sex early. If you look at the curricula of our education in Zimbabwe, it does not include comprehensive sex education. It provides information on what sex is, but does not go deeper to talk to them about what comprehensive sex education is about. As a result, many of the girls who get pregnant are basically getting pregnant because of their first sexual encounter. And their first sexual encounter mostly is as a result of anxiety, experimenting, and things like that, because there is no base of sex education. There's no sex education in school. I mean, there's no comprehensive sex education in school. There's no comprehensive sex education in families. These are things that are not spoken about. A lot of the girls, especially girls, are spoken to about in terms of sex when they have already gotten pregnant. If not, many of them are exposed to, they are trained to, you know, the chinamari, they are trained on how they can have sex. I think a lot of the issues that are involved are quite cultural. My question is, if you start teaching Ghana at an early age of 10, I think many of them are asked to pull their labia. And the question is, why are you doing that to a 10-year-old? If they then engage in sex at an early age and they don't have enough education around sex, they are most likely to fall pregnant. And they were, and when they fall pregnant, from our cultural perspective, she sent to whoever the husband is. So I'll get back to the root cause of the problem, is that we need to give our children comprehensive sex education.
While we are there, in terms of leaving a legacy for the girls, how important is this sex education as well, in the communities and in the families? I really believe that there's a lot that the government and also other organizations are doing in terms of trying to make sure that everybody adheres to this sex education, but I feel it's still lacking in families. So like you said, it's cultural. How then can we be effective and impart more into our families and communities, like even within the church itself?
Thank you for that. I think one of the critical elements in the many meetings and dialogues that we have, you'd realize that even an older woman has difficulties even in negotiating for sex. And this older person is actually a mother to a daughter who needs to be educated around sex education when her herself cannot negotiate for it. So we need to get to a point where we need to speak about sex as an issue that is not taboo, as an issue that is not foreign. Because the main problems that we find in the families that are being created by our children is as a result of sex. So I think one of the things that we need to do in the media, in schools, in families, is to begin to speak about sex as an element that is critical in making sure that when we begin and we treat, whether it's the mother and the father, they comprehensively tell their children what it is that is involved around sex. Because even if they don't tell them, they will still go and speak with their friends. As an organization, we run girls' clubs. And I will tell you, even just today, I had a meeting with girls. And one of the things that they will tell you is that if you ask on issues to do with sex, they will tell you what their friends have told them. And they become curious because that is the age of discovery. And when they become curious, they are already afraid to tell their parents or even ask their parents. And one of the issues that is also there is we realize that when we grow up, instead of our parents telling us about sex education, they will only tell you that if you get pregnant, I'll kill you. So when get pregnant, the first thing that they want to do is to run away from home and get married.
Ms. Chiangwa, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you shortly. We are joined by our second guest tonight. That's a member of parliament. Miss Priscilla, Miss Rabwi Mushonga, rather honorable. She's an honorable person. Nkosikazi Mushonga, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yebo, ninjani?
Hayi, siyaphila, unjani lawo?
Hayi, khonokho nje. Udinga nalezi mali emabhanga.
Hey, hey. I nkosikazi, so awusitshele phela umbono wakho nale ndaba esikhuluma layo.
Ye, angikuzanga ubuze njalo.
Ngithe besicela ukuthi usitshele umbono wakho nale ndaba esikhuluma layo lana. Sikhuluma la ma child pregnancies and child marriages. Besifuna ukuzwa umbono wakho.
Siyazi suke wayivusa kanenginengi indaba yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantwana edale le parliament. It's something that's so much close to your heart. Mm. ubaba uDokora sekhuluma ngendaba yabantwana abangu 4500 abangaqedanga isifundo zabo zika grade 7. Ngiyazi lambuzisisa ngalindaba ngeviki edluleyo khonapho, kodwa kuyini kahle kahle okonakeleyo imisayira ngumjongo?
Kubalaleleyo ukuthi khonoko kade sikhuluma ukuthi abantwana bayabanjwa bengabantwana abancane, bahanjiswa emaqisini bengakwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kaningi ningi. Okwesibili, behanjiswa emacansini lawa ngabantu abangabantu abadala. Ngangiyakuthanda ngokuthi sithe sizizwawona lo ama-numbers athi 4500 okade kuzanceda kakhulu ngikuthi sikhangelisise ukuthi omunye nomunye nadwa lokhuluma we-4500 oyekele isikolo ngoba ubeseziqhele usithole njani leso sisi. Sizabona ukuthi abaningi bangikhona ayisiba abazithole ngokuthi enxe bedlaladlala lokungumfana okulingane laye. Kakhulu kakhulu izisu zona lezi baye bezinikwe ngabantu abahlezi labo khonapho endlini. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi mina ngingakangeni eParliament ngangisebenzela i-organization ethiwa yi-Women and AIDS Support Network. Sasi sithi nxa sixoxisana labantwana abangamankazana abancane, umbuzo ukuthi uqalise njani ukuya ecansini. Kaninginingi icansi uyelaziswe ngumuntu akade hlezi laye lapha endlini. Ubaba omncane, ukhulu, abantu bona laba oyabubadili abahlezi khonapho endlini, yindaba yokuqala. Okwesibili, yinto yamatitshala, yinto esiye sakhuluma ngayo siministry lokhona, ukuthi sesisizwa kaningi-ningi ukuthi amatitshala yiwo abamba abantwana bona laba abancane, kakhulukhulu nxa kuyikuthi kusemakhaya. Ngoba umuntu ongutitshela nguye abe elezinto yabe zibonakala kulendlu enxa unokuyiradio uhlezi kuhle khonapho ahlezi khona. Abazali labo kwesinye isikhathi abalandaba lokuthi umntwana uhanjwe siyawakhiswa endlini katitshala. Kaninginingi kwebe kuthiwa khona amatitshela nalawa isidoda athi utitshala ufuna ukuthi ayencediswa endlini ukuthi kuyekhanyelwa, utitshala ufuna ukuyancediswa endlini ukuthi ayephekela. Abantu abahamba ukuyancedisa amatitshala isikhathi esiningi ayisibo abantwana abangabafana, ngabantwana abangamankazana. Yikho ngithe ngiyadana ukuthi lanxa silawo amafiga zona lawa, akula muntu ohlalela siphansi wathi asiqalise sikhangele mntwana lo mntwana, ngoba ngasikhangele mntwana lo mntwana enxa engayizinto eziphumule khonapho ziyasisethusa.
Asiye, Honorable Mushonga. Ndanchina umbuvunza, I wanted to understand. First of all, andithi ku Zimbabwe tinayo constitution inotudza kuti vana have to be the age of 16 to be part of consensual sex, if you want to call it that. Saka kana takuda utaura nevamwe ana ndakaverenga in the newspaper the Herald Dr. Ruth Labord achiti vana they must now be taught how to use macondom GGG. Asitutane vana vane that are 12, 13. How do we then balance kuti what's the right message to teach? Do we teach them about sex and tell them not to do it? Or do we teach them how to prevent getting pregnant?
I think what we need to do is let's deal with these things differently. Let's not mix up the messages. Mm. There is what we call predatory sex, mm-hmm. which is sex by adults when they're having sex with young children.
Okay.
Then there is experimental sex, which is sex between young people. And I think what Dr. Labode was referring to was that we need to deal with the reality that there is sex, experimental sex, that happens between young people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that experimental sex that needs to be where young people need to be taught about, so that if they were to engage in that experimental sex, they know that they are able to protect themselves. However, this other sex that I'm talking about, which is in the majority and which is the most problematic one, is the sex that is taking place between adults, people who are 40, who are 50, who are sleeping with children who are of the age 12. And let me just say to you, one of the issues that we are currently battling with in Parliament and trying to create a law around is to begin to engage with that whole issue of consensual sex. Because we can create a law in which you do not necessarily criminalize consensual sex between young people, but you certainly criminalize and create a deterrent sentence about sex with an older person who is having sex with a younger person. And I think for us, the issue that we are talking about and the issue that is more problematic is the issue around sex between adults and young people, young children.
Okay. Please do stay on the line, Honorable Misaira Gumishonga. I know you are driving and you are running. We'll be coming to you back shortly, before you leave us. Timbo Zokera Kuna Amai Judith Chiangwa. Amai Chiangwa Amuzi Murume Asi Nokumbroku Funza kuti neither do we. Murume Akaita say Anotika Nagatari Samwana Animakore 12-13 Mwana Arimu grade 7 Chinga Chiwana Mukazi.
Inini ndinoti murume asina kukwana, murume anopenga, achitarisire kuti munhu akadaro anenge ari munhu ane moyo wemunhu. Nekuti kana uchinge wakatarisa mwana ane makore anoita 10, handifungoti pane chatingatizvo munhu angatadze kuziva kuti uyu mwana. Saka varume vakadaro kwatiri kana takavatarisa tivaone. Sevanhu vanofarwa kunge vari vanhu vanotarisirwa vachichengeta vana kana kunge vari vanhu vanenge vari padyo nevana.
Rambai muri parudare amaichi mparunare amaichi yangu asi tate umlaleli ebinga umtembo stembayo kunjani mtembo? Halo mtembo ebinga.
Yebo, linjani?
Hai siyaphila, linjani lani?
Hayi, thina siphilile.
Ye, uyizwile ndaba?
Ya, hayi ndaba ngiyayizwa.
Kusiphathise ba.
Hayi ndaba le imhlungu kakhulu eyenzakalayo ngoba ungananzela umntwana ole 12 years ngumntwana omncinyane kakhulu ongela nto ayaziyo. Othola ukuthi umuntu oyindoda ongabe esenza into enje umntwana nomncane onjalo akuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ukuthi yinto engalunganga kakhulu esingakhangela ukuthi ngayiyenziwa thina besikhangela ukuthi abantu abangamadoda abantu abangaphathisa ukuthi lize liqhubekele phambili ngokuncedisa ngemfundiso lezinto ezifana naleziyana kodwa ngabona besibebe yibo bajengula abantwana babenza into enjengaleyana into embi kakhulu lokho.
Kwenziweni po Mthemba?
Ya, niyabembona ukuthi okungenziwa ukuthi khona andiyananzela abantwana laba basesebancinyane bekungaba kuhle ukuthi khona abazali basukume labo sincedisane ekuthini abantwana singabakhulisa njani from emakhaya kube le mfundiso ezikhona abantwana singababekhatshana sibahloniphe kakhulu asibancediseni ngemfundiso engabakha besokusithi lalaba abafundisayo iproblem ukuthi kusuka kuhlangane bafundise inhlelo zokuzivikela inhlelo ezifana lezana zibe seziqala emntwaneni kungafundiswa kakhulu ngokuthi abantwana kabathiyane lento zemacansini okungabaphathisa so konkeyana kungafundiswa ngendlela umzali angenele lohulumende nenhlangano ezifundisa ngendaba ezithiyeneyo nje bangenele bahlanganyele ngibona ngani kungaba ngcono.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Abazali bengathiya nje kuphela akulungi lutho.
Hayi, siyabonga ungena kuhlelo Mthembu.
Ngiyabonga lana.
Siyabonga umlaleli wethu umthembo ekhuluma esebinga and back to honorable Misaira Mshonga's point earlier, you find that as she says people are getting these kids pregnant are old people, are old men, and it's not like a grade 7 boy getting a grade 7 girl pregnant. ngabadala abantu abalendevu at times abantu abalendevu ezimhlophe umntoti ekhangela umntwana oku-grade 7 azindawana mkazi kuthiwa sendithola umfazi naye mwana grade 7 ane 13 years 12 years
some 6 I'm some 11 10
What do you want to this problem? It's not just in Zimbabwe. That's one thing I've noticed. It used to happen in South Africa for a very long time. We used to say this jokingly, but Labantu, ama sugar daddies, we used to call them blessers. And it really was an epidemic. 40, 50, 15, 16, 12, 13. Two Labantuana velo uti hi nyabatan. Ubatandelan, they can't respond. It's something that I fail to understand a bit.
Okay, Honorable Misaira Ngumishonga wants to run. You have a last question for her, Ms. Chi.
Honorable, you talked about the age of consent. Now here, I'm reading a document from Miriam Tose Manjome, who is also a lawyer. She wrote an article and she says, the age of consent in Zimbabwe is 16. And that means girls from school girls from the age of form 3, form 4 are not encouraged to have sex, but right? But she says here, children under the age of 12 are incapable of giving consent for any sexual activity. Section 64 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform states that a child under 12 years cannot consent to sex. Any sexual relations with anyone under 12 are automatically regarded as rape. So are we saying that these children are being raped? Are you saying that it's what is being done? Because already if these are under 12 years, and it's as far as the law is concerned, this is called rape. What is Parliament hoping to do about this issue?
Hello.
Hello, Honorable Ms. Arab Gimshonga.
Hello.
Okay, we had lost the connection there, but Ms. Chi here is saying that, going by the books, sleeping with a child who's 12, 13, that's tantamount to rape because there is no consent. As Parliament, where do you stand? How do you hope to address this issue?
Well, any sexual intercourse without consent is rape. Whether that sexual intercourse is with a minor or an adult, it is still rape. That's the definition, that's the legal definition of rape. But I'm sure what she's referring to is that why is it that as we currently speak, sometimes you will hear that somebody will claim that they had consensual sex with a child that is between 12 and perhaps 16 years. That is the law that we are trying to deal with. Because currently, only when you have sex with a child that is under the age of 12, does this automatically become rape? Because the law says a child that is under the age of 12 cannot consent. You cannot say this person consented to sex. However, it then says if you then have sex with a child that is between 12 and 16. That is what they now call in the general term statutory rape. So it's like you have had sex with a minor. It means that if you are going to go for sentencing, you are sentenced less for having sex with a child that is between the age of 12 and 16. And our gripe as a parliament, particularly women parliamentarians, is to say, if we have in our constitution a law that says a child is defined as somebody who is under the age of 18, why should that be different in terms of sex? If we have now, like the Constitutional Court has made a ruling We now have a ruling that says any child that is under the age of 18 cannot presume to be capable of getting into a marriage or founding a family. Why is it that we think that they are not old enough to find a family? However, we then say in the same breath that same child is capable of having consensual sex. And that is our issue.
Okay,
so we are arguing that
honorable,
the age of consent should be 18, just like the age of marriage is 18.
Honorable, so back to my question. Now that we have a dilemma and most of these children are under the age of 12, what is Parliament planning or going to do about the situation? Is there anything that has been planned around this issue?
Parliament does not have to do anything, because if you have sex with a child that is under 12, you have committed rape. There is no debate about it. So whoever is the magistrate should automatically sentence that person like they are sentencing anyone who has committed rape. The issue that we are raising is that we now want a minimum sentence to the issue of rape. Just like you have a minimum sentence to stock theft. You know that if you steal a cow or you steal a goat, you know that your minimum sentence is 10 years. And our argument is it should not be up to the magistrate to decide what kind of sentencing is going to be. It should just be understood that you have sex with a minor, you are given a minimum sentence. And it is that minimum sentence that we are currently negotiating and discussing.
Honorable Mshonga, akusiphe amazwi akho okugcina ungakahambi ophuma ngawo enkundleni. Ungathini ebazalini abendisa abantwana abancane la kiwa amadoda le yalamakhanda amhlophe ajone ganga labantwana abancane?
Engingafuna ukukhuluma yikuthi thina abanye sizimisele ukuthi asiphume kule parliament singavakanga umthetho oyenza ukuthi indoda eyabe yenze khonokho ukuthatha umntwana ahambe la ecansini lamancanga azaphinde wathi umntwana lowo sengifuna ukuthi ngimlobole, sifuna ukuthi umuntu afakwe ejele. Abantu abethu baqakathekile ukwedlula lezimpilo, yinto yokuqala. Okwesibili yokuthi asifuni ukuthi sibe sitshela lokho esikutshelayo ukuthi yebo thina njengabazali kwesinye isikhathi yindlala yenza ukuthi silobolise abantwana. Nxa abantu bakhala ngendlala, ngizabuyela-ka endabeni yami engiyithandayo eyenkomo lembuzi. Nxa ngihamba ngisemakhaya la, ngiyazibona imbuzi zihamba zingelamuntu, inkomo zihamba zingelamuntu. Nxa abantu bayathanda nje khonokho ukuthi kule ndlala, anti ngani iy'nkomo zonke sizibona sezifikiwe vele zihamba zingelanyawo ngoba abantu bathi balambile. Abantwana abangabankazana yibe sibabonileyo ukuthi uyamsizitshela ukuthi unendlala. Sifuna ukuthi loo mzali oyabe enze khonokho ehambe wayathatha imali kumbe wafika wanikwe imali ukuthi alobelise umntwana, loyo muntu kumele ahanjise ejele. Yiwo mthetho esiwulwelayo, yimthetho esizakuthi siqede iParliament yona le thina abanye sizinikele ukuthi ube ngumthetho wayabo khona, ukwazi ukuthi ungavele uyenze khonokho uyahambe ejele kuphela. Akunakuthi kuthiwa abantu kabafundiswe, akunakufundiswa omele ukwenza ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi umntwana ngomntwana kumele amelele ukuthi akhule.
Hayi, siyabonga nkosikazi. Priscilla Misaira Mshonga, Honorable Priscilla Misaira Mshonga, we wish you a merry Christmas. We love Priscilla Misaira Mshonga, don't we?
Definitely. My favorite minister now.
Siyabonga nkosikazi, ube nosuku oluhle.
Oh, yes.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you, Honorable. Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Siyabonga. Before we go back to Miss Judith Chiangwa, Tisatita Zoka Kwamuri, amaiti yangu atine vatereri Miss China Mike tibotora vatereri mbichana
so ungati uehlelo silo nkosi nkosi hello nkosi
hello uyakuzwa
ah ngiyakuzwa bhuti wami skipa khuluma nami
hayi sikopopa ijezi uzwana ngutele uyakwazi ukuthi inkinga ingaphi
tshela mina phela
inkinga ya inkinga isebantwaneni besikolo labazali babo la kukhulumende osethethe amandla amatisha wathatha amandla abazali wathatha amandla ezinduna wathatha amandla abosobhuku wafaka eParliament eParliament lapho kuchaywa khona imithetho yikho okugcwele khona laba obaba abazibeda ngokuthi ngama-sugar daddy bona labo baba njengoba usizwa beqampenela yona iminyaka ukuthi yehlise kuze kufike ku-12 years yibo abenza zonezi zinto yibo abazenza zenzakali yinamba enkulu kangaka
kodwa nkosi
sesikhula sifunda esikolo iyunifomu yomntwana wesikolo oyinkazana ibingedluli ngaphezu kwamadolo abantwana sebehambaze nxa besiye esikolo because kulalokho kuthiwa ngama-children's rights awokugqoka la ma-children's rights okuhamba nqunu umntwana ephuma phambi kukayise lo nina egqoke iyunifomu eyiminiskirt kudala kwakungatsho ukuthi yisenti kwakuthiwa yinika uyakwazi khonokho kwakuthiwa yinika sasingakwazi siyibone inika yomntwana oyinkazana esasifunda labo
hlezinkosi nkubamba umlomo khonapho abantwana bengagqoka izicephezana kodwa akula excuse whatsoever eyokuthi indoda endala engangami ihawukele umntwana ku-grade 7
zwana ke ngutshele mfana kithi zithiya ngezikudlayo uyeza ukuthi ngithini
khuluma chasisa
ama teacher bafakwe esilingweni ngabantwana abaphuma emagumeni
hayi lingagcona amatitsha inkosi singagcona amatitsha wodwa isiwo wodwa enza lokhu ezigabeni abadala izakhamizi
angikaqedi ngiza khonapho
khuluma
ngiyekela ngiqede amatitsha ayesesaba izakhamizi ezazithi zingezwa kuthiwa utitsha uzibani bani ukuhamba nomntwana esikolo ekuseni igedi livula babe beminenduku abadala egedini befuna ukungena esikolo bembonele utitsha bambonde ngenduku khathesi kakusekho amatitsha sebesenza santando uyeza ukuthi ngithini ngithe mina amandla athethe ebazalini athethe ezindluleni athethe kubosobhuku abantwana besikolo abaqedileyo oform 4 abaqedileyo oform 6 abafeyilileyo yibo abahlala ezixukwini bemelela labo abantwana abalokho besesikolo konoko kudalwa yini kathezi ngeza ke ngimkhuze umntana akho mina nxa ngimbona ehamba lomunye umntwana wesikolo ufica behamba 2x2 amathaya amarodi uyeza ukuthi ngithini bahamba 2x2 akungeke uvule umlomo engasomntana akho wena
siyakuzwa kodwa amadoda amadala alendeve ezimhlophe yiwathatha abantwana abancane ebenza abafazi
baba
ngithi yebo ngiyakuzwa ama-dropouts ama-school dropouts ayakwenza kodwa esikhathini esiningi sesike sezwa ngama-child marriages abazali yibo abanikela abantwana babo ukuthi bende besendele emadodeni amadala alendeve ezimhlophe kuthiwa umntwana usemendweni umntwana ograde 7
ngenxa yokuthi induna kayisela amandla usobhuku kasela amandla ukuthi akhuze abantu bakhe esigabeni
siyabonga
besuka lapho besiya ekhoti bezokuthiwa kwakule agreement kwakule sivumelwano ikhoti sitshaya isando seplanka phansi wena sudliwe ngumzali usudliwe ngubani amandla kawasekho ezinduneni kawasekho kubosobhuku awasekho ebazalini awasekho kuba amandla asesephalamente lekhoti
siyabonga
isikhathi samakhiwa kwakungekho konke kholoko
siyabonga nkosi siche khona po baba start abanye abalaleli
abasebekhulile kodwa bengela bantwana babuzila bathethi sokuphongwenziwa nje ongani into evunyelele abantwana
It's disgusting, at least you agree
on
agree on
that in your bella. It's very disgusting.
Siyabonga nkosi kahle sithatha abanye abalaleli ba.
Chi.
Hayi siyabonga futhi.
Aha, Miss
Chi. Very passionate.
Imbotho ramwe mterere.
Mhm. Musika wanu from South Africa. Wakadi yako?
Ndinofuna magadi kwa tete wangu.
Aiwa, tiripo anzati, tishitio nyaya yenyu, panyayema children pregnancies. Ai.
Ya, inyayema children pregnancies, ini kasei chati tore ingula.
Eh.
Ichineta mnarawunda yenyika ye Zimbabwe, atungu ti Afrika yesi.
Mm.
But chono chandino wana za unchi nukon zeresa kutishono, shakata saya zoshwepo. Kashinji shinji aisi namo. Because ndakatarisa panichite ndiroche posturi yoko marange. Enda hapo wakona mwana anesefe, ali grade 7, achinda kundo wane kwa nemu dara. Tingati mwana yu abapa namo, ere anengasina kubapa namo. Nena uyo kuti kuwana, na kwa kwa wane kwa shita mkereke, ndo kuno buda siga ombe, yevana vanororwa, vachiriva diki, vachinda kundororwa, nema dara. Eno unoso pesira wakona, chirika dhijinjiza, unu wana mwenyika, dino wane kwa kubakuwa na vadiki, wabanenga vafiru. Nena uyo kuti, vana ava vanu wane kwa vachina chavano ziwa, wato ziwa kuti upenyuka na kuti kushiriri tira, kana nchinge ndesha ekiru wa chini. Ina uyo kukotogwa, hari mwanamudika, anaka na any feeling ya anenga chungu wa mwiri make kuti haka mutamba wa umandara, saka iku zinonja afika stage kukundi chwani. Saka pane kudisteba upenye buwewana, vanenga waifano kukuti vakure vaine utano wakanaka. Utaza ukura vaine utano, mozo haka na mwana, haka bereka, hari mwanamudiki, abereka wa mwana wake ya hari mwana. Mwiri wake, haunya tukutarinda. Hapa anenga kukua zwa upenye wakepa kuti kuchikoro achisia. Ana cha dzidza ana cha churumudzere zvaka dzina kutovhurika kuchikoro kuti azive kuti kana ndasiwa inini ndichararama maupenyu hwakadii saka pane rimwe side ratofarwa kuti hurumende itibetsere naro kuti beva stopa zvinoitwa ku chechi yokwa marange ndokune siga hombe yevana vanoita basa rokundowani kwavari vana vadiki vachisiya chikoro vari vana vadiki ndoinda futi pane imwe point yechipiri Tine problem yema diaspora anobva kuno kunana South Africa Botswana kupi kupi vachinge vaine mari dzavo havakwanisi kundoona kuti vana vari kuda kudanana navo vana vadiki havana zvavanoziva futi muupenyu vari kuzovasisa futi chikoro two vachavapombera futi chirwere chavanenge vabva nacho kuno kunze kwenyika nokuti vanenge vaine mari inenge ichivavhaidza vaine zvavanenge vakabata saka mari yaya iri kuenda kundoattracta vana vaya vaya Ya atrakita vana vaya vanopesera futi vakuenda kundopusiswa nevanhu vakuru ukatarisa different ye makore emwana anenge asiswa chikoro ari under 18 years anowanikwa nemunhu panogona kuti wane different ye makore anosvika kana kuma 15 to 25 years Nichitaura izvo pane example ye next door yangu yakawanikwa ine something like yenge ari kuma 12 years asako papa kati pake nemurume papa ne different ye 25 years zvino zvinorwadza kuti mwana asiswe chikoro achiwanikwa nemunhu akura achamusiya futi mangwana futi ava nechirwere nokuda kuti mwana uyu hakwanisi kuziva chakanaka nechakashata kana kutomisa imba yacho kune kuchitomunetsa then tenda futi pane nhau yechikoro ma headmaster edu anofanirwa kuti ripoti yakaita seyo kana paine mwana anenge asiya chikoro inofanirwa kukasira kufamba because vabereki vanonyarara vachiti ticharovorerwa tichawana zvatinowana yeti vasingazivi kuti upenyu hwavari kutospoila ndebwe mwana uya aenda kundowanikwa asina chaanoziva ivo vachazovigigwa futi mhuri iya ichauya nomwana uya kana achinge andosafa kwaanenge aenda nokuti hagoni kuzviraramira mwana asati akwanisa kufunga vanouya futi voona nhambo futi nokuchengeta futi mwana uya nevana vake and then ndodzokera futi kunyaya kunyaya dzokunana dzokusungisana idzi ipapa apa vabereki vanofanirwa kuti vatibude pachena panhau yokuti ngavasamanyira kuti zvoda kufuma kubva kumwana kana mwana anenge ari under 18 years achinge abatwa nemunhu mukuru munhu mukuru anofunga kudarika mwana mudiki saka ipapo panenge paine repu inotsikirigwa kunzi hazvifanirwi kuti zvibude pachena nokuti inini ndine mwana wawanikwa saka ndinofanirwa kuti ndigashire fuma inobva kumwana
aiwamazvita
izvo zvinoda kuti hurumende ipindire ipovo zviga zvinoonekera kuti kana munhu achinge aita dambudziko rakafanana naro kuwana mwana mudiki pave nemastages anotorwa tisati kana munhu achinge asungwa utomuona mangwana adzoka futi saka ripu yabva papi
okay mazvita Mr. Msikavan Inga tichaku invite I foot.
So let's just go back. Judith, usasekona. Hello, Judith, muchiri bare mama.
Hello, amai chiangwa muchiri parunare. I think we have lost Judith Chiangwaje, they are director of the organization Girls Legacy. What a discussion.
And so you find out, for example, here, we, according to WHO, about 1 million of every 16 million girls give birth every year. And there are complications. Girls go through a lot of complications, especially through early pregnancies. And it's actually, childbirth is actually the second highest cause of death between those of the ages of 15 and 19, that is globally. And 3 million girls aged 15 to 19 undergo unsafe abortions every year. So it's something that we must continue to help young women know in terms of their rights.
The message must keep going. Yeah. Must keep going.
Indeed. Tinem tereri. Tereri. Tinani, papo.
Tinam koma Peter. Mkoma Peter. Mkoma Peter.
Ndugundwai.
Murraithere.
Ndirirai.
Tipe nya enyu.
Ndirirai.
Oh, munofunga ipa msoro pe nya ye my child marriages.
Nyaya child abuse inya iri kutirwa zvikuru sevabereki.
Saka murumbereki nai?
Vana ava munoona varegererwa kubva panguva yehondo chaiyo. Tapatiri yezvino. Nekuti taifungawo kuti zvatakuzvitonga kudai. Mitemo yavapo yaakuprotekta vana but handizvo zviri kuitika. Ndotanga kutaura point yekutenge yekuti mapoliticians tinoona kana tasika nguva yemaelections tiri kuenda kumachechi iwayo mamwe acho anoabhuza vana munopfeka nguo chena muchiona ona tabhuzwa mumaziso menyu and hamusi kutora action asi mokoshesa vhoti kudarika mwana ndozvo zvimwe zvinhu imwe point iyoyo iri kukonzera kuti vana vabhuzwe vari kutoabhuzwa in front of mapoliticians vachitoona why they want the power than the life of our child, girl child. Those is much as rooted what they do. So, by that, what we are, Kunya education. Yes, Vimes, you go on a putty, find a mutemo, Gaitaga 2013, whatever number of them to me. Number, I think Shandy is talking to an hour in the education in Zimbabwe. It has become now a very expensive commodity or service. Nyaya kuti zvakatwa mubure mutumo kuti vana primary education ngavafundowo zvakanaka. Secondary kosabhuzitezwa nehurumende hakuna ruzita izvozvo. Asi iwa kuri kunzi mutemo yemutemo wekuti munoita mapoliticians masimba mangwana chaichava munotoona unenge watoti vanenge vatomhaya nemapepa nekumagota nekuti zvifambe zvaaligned.
Aiwanda zvinzwa. Zvedu
zvinoenderana nezvimwe zvinobata vanhu vasiri kuda.
Ehe. Mukoma Peter. Ndazvinzwa, tazvinzwa.
Izvo zvikuvukuvira panapa pandikangobuda soo mai mai soo pandobuda ndichiita mumabasa mangu. Ndinotoona vana vadiki vane ma9, 10, 12 years vachabhuswa. Ende kuti muzvitaure kana kuti muende kuti hakuna vazvinoita nekuzi vanhu vacho ndo vamwe vacho mapoliticians vane mari vamwe vacho ndo vamwe
vanonongoziva
mabhuzu vazivi atinova mazuva naya vanenge vachingotora
mukoma Peter
mutemo yedu ingati social fabric haitisina kumira zvakanaka tanguva vanhu vakungorarama tingangoti nenyasha dzamwari
mukoma Peter. Pane chamataura chandiruda kubvunza. Mati muri mubereki nai. Imimi semubereki makambogara here nemwanasikana wenyu muchimudza zvekuti agone kumakamudza here kuti zvinokosha sei kuti apedze chikoro. Makamutaura here zvakanaka muchimuudza kana makati aiwa anoudzwa kuchurch kana aiwa anoudzwana natete. Imimi nemukadzi wenyu makagara pasi here muchiti wana wangu, vanasikana wangu, zvakamira so, zvakamira so, zvakamira so?
Kutaura chokwadi, vanasikana tiri kuvaudza zvedu, vana vatete vamazuva ano munongoziva vamiri yacho nyika yedu. Kuti uwane vana vatete vachange vari kuwane mariwo vanenge vatoriwo bhizi nevana vavo, asi isusuwo mazuva ano ukati hakutomira zviyazvi hazvisi, da kuti nditaure kunyika yese Zimbabwe, hazvitisina kuti vatete iwewe baba naamai muchitoona kutoti mototaura nemwana bhozi mukanyarara muchinyara mangwana mwana ye ari kutopiwa vana sezvindambozwa umwe mutaura atari mabva mutanga achiuya netwana papa akutamburazve ane zvirwere ende mobva maita dambudziko rakakura. Saka ndozvo zvimwe zvinhu zvatitoti isusu ka nyika yedu inei iye zvinezvika takatoomerwa zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aha, haiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Pita.
Ndinotenda zvikuru, asina da kuti ndiwedzere pointi yekupedzisira yekuti
pachidimbu, pachidimbu
vabvira kuabhizwa ndaa ndiri wokoraborata vana vasikana vakabvira kuabhizwa munguva yehondo chaiyo. Saka iye zvinezvika itekerovha saka zvakazana kuti mhuri yezimbabwe ka ichitoona kuti igadzise iyo ana maivo gavaone zvekuita kuti kana dei kuri kuti ndo anofanira kutomira kuti nyika inake. Unoona mumadzimai achitora magirazi akavhara kumeso matema asi vana vachabhizwa kuteri kwavoko havanotaura nezvazvo kumaparamendi nekupi kwechoko vari kuzvitia zvakadaro
ngatiisei ipapo mukoma Pita. Okay, tinotenda mukoma Pita.
Zvinorwadza.
Okay, tanzwa, tinotenda mukoma wangu, mudzoke muchirongwa mangwana.
Tinotenda.
We are now joined by our second second half guest. That's Linda Mpofu of she's a women's rights activist and Georgina Takavarasha of the organization Newborn Support Campaign. Ngiqale ngokwamukela Linda kunjani Gwanda? Halo Linda? I think we have lost Linda, but I'm sure we still have Georgina Takavarasha on the line. Amai Takavarasha makadi henyu?
Tiripo makadi wo.
Aiwa, tinofara hedu kana muchifara.
Aiwa, tinofara.
Mainzwa nyaya iri mudariro. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvi?
Nyaya yakainzwa, but ini nangu ndinomira ndichinyanya kumiririra vana vanenge vazvarwa. Ndova tinenge tichida kusapota nekuti vawane chekudya nekupfekedzwa zvakanaka. Kune mateenage pregnancies chiri kunetsa ndechekuti mazuva ano vabereki havasiwana nguva yakakwana yekugara pasi nekukurukura nevana vavo, but nangu ndinoencourage kuti vanhu vave vanokwanisa kugara pasi nevana vachikurukura navo nekuvadzidzisa kurarama upenyu hwakanaka muna Kristu. Ndo view yangu yandinayo iyoyo, and ndo tichiona kuti aiwa vana vari kufa nenzara, vari kunetseka. I think ndozvichonyanyowedzera futi mateenage pregnancies yaya kuti vazhinji kutsvaga chekudya chekuisa mudungu, at the end of the day upenyu hwake hwatoparara. Saka communication nekudzidzisa vana kunamata nekuziva right from wrong ndozvizhinji zvinongoda kudziridzwa izvozvo.
Asi amai, we've seen kuti over the times there were so many times tichiona kuti children have been sent off through marriages nekuti hainzara iripo kuZimbabwe. Saka how do we curb that? How do we solve issue yakadaro?
And I think pari zvino what we need is my youth centers for youth, just to empower them, kuvadzidzisa
to keep them occupied, because this is even my practical work and my project. Even actually, with school and that from an early age, to keep them occupied, because you know, focus. But I think entertainment, to expose them to movies, my laptops, my projectors, things like that. I think that's what most of these children need.
Mm-hmm. Georgina, you are dealing with young women, you're dealing with new babies, you'll be going to homes. Can you tell us the reality of baby dumping that is happening right now as you are visiting all these different orphanages and the implications that it has on our society?
Baby dumping right now is on the rise, and it's not just in Zimbabwe. We've got countries like Namibia, Malawi, Kenya. We have people who are co-communicating who are actually asking us to help them with my groups like Emma Churches. Can you help us with the girl child? But we started, it was mainly on the newborn. We want to assist. Also, the mother, but what's happening is on the rise, and it's not just Zimbabwe, it's the whole of Africa. But I think our main problem right now, especially in my countries are who suffer in my economies, is poverty. That's just what it is.
Unkosikazi Georgina Takavarasha, owenhlanganiso ye Newborn Supporter Campaign. Ukhuluma ke lapho ngokuthi okulahlwa kwabantwana abazelweyo esingathi baby dumping kukhanya ludubo oluqhelayo kakhulu elizweni amaita kabarasa Rambai Makabata muriparunari sithathe umlaleli umoyo epram kutichi mnumzana moyo kunjani baba.
Hayi
siyaphila ungapi kwe-Pram?
Kwamalfeni.
Inona vula?
Hayi vula ito.
Yebo lume. Amutolima sho?
Atakangisa akalima akanamahuva kaphela kuthi kunyoka.
Yebo lume. Muti pe nkumbulo wenyu nendebo ya tino lebelekane kwayo moya.
And they were to not live in the job, but they know what one of the Tamago government, I was a low leak and then with the government. I got to tell you, Lamas, the must be in the city.
Kogamana, a grade 7 moyo, in its annual ziva, Tinga Sola Manolitiga, that all our grade 7 again, if you were ndi swi tave mahaga tino ta nto dzisa ka tambunuka
muka nanzelela ne zwikafu zwine lyongweni hala se izwo zwa maka mudla ntolo kwa tive ne ma genetical modified food ndi vanatama vana vakanga vakula veli vana vana va ta kula zviwanana mini kumbulavo a yi ta fanana ne vana ma ne grade 7 a dyondza n'wana mpikinini inga no.
Hayi mwana imwana moyo mwana grade 7 una makole mangana 10 11 12 mwana imwana man
mwana mwana sivini kugokana nzelela zwito zwizwivo azvichafanana nezvimwe na wantolo ndenzvadzi wangu nowana achi zvadzi wantolo nentekuti achakwanisa naula mwana uyu hayi naula mwana uyu unokenda kumapolisa mapolisa inovuya iwe nsunga nzvadzi.
Okay, ati siya ipapo, ati siya ipapo moya, ati siya ipapo. That was our listener moya from Ascending Plumtree. Would like to say thank you to our guests, Priscilla Misairab Gumishonga, Judith Chiangwa, Linda Mpofu, and Georgina Takavarasha. I'm Tunga Milinkomo.
And I'm Mike Hogan.
Good night, Zimbabwe, and I am Chionya Sojani.